Okay, Simon Shin Aleph. Be'ezi kevim otzalotzes v'shalas ve'ezi menastrum. So the majority of the Simon, most of the Simon, discusses the halachas of with what types of clothing or kelim is one allowed to go out with on Shabbos, wearing them on Shabbos. Which will begin with the question of what's our heter b'chlal to walk out wearing clothing. Why is that mutter? Why is it mutter to go outside wearing clothing? Why, what do you think? So we'll see, there's a few mahalchim to answer this, which will take us through the simin in being magdir what other things one's allowed to wear and what not allowed to wear when they're going outside without air. But the Mechaber begins with a few sifim beforehand discussing the din about running or jumping on Shabbos. So the passing in Sefer Yeshaya tells us when Toshiv Vikrasa the Shabbos Oinig Likdosh Hashem Mechubad. So the passing in Sefer Yeshaya Perek Neches Pasuk Gimel, which is Makar to Kovet Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos Mimse Chefs Chavada Bedava. It's a pasuk which is in Navi, but we learn out a lot of dinim that negate the Shabbos. And as the Rambam's Magda, the Rambam says there are those things which are us on Shabbos, even though they're not doyme to a malacha, they're not similar to the malacha. He says the Lashon says Av b'sheinam doyme le malacha, v'einam mevin le malacha, and they won't bring you to a malacha. Still, they ask you. And why did they ask you? Because of these psukim in Navi. Meaning that there are other Isurim, which is not because we worry that if you do A, you're going to come to do B, which is Asim and Atayra, or doing A itself could lead to doing A Isur Atayra, but purely a whole separate Isur. Example of this is, example, let's say Muksa. Muksa is Muksa by Kalim, which are made for doing for Kalishim like the Lizard. So that Chazal asks because he might come to do Isser. But then we have these other dinim over here. What are these dinim? So the Gemara Shabbos tells us V'chibadetai. What do we learn from the word V'chibadetai? Shloye ma'bushecha shal Shabbos k'ma'bushcha shalcho. Your malbush, your dress on Shabbos should not be the same dress of the way you dress in the weekday. Which is a share by itself. What that means? There's what to talk about. What clothing are we referring to? All your clothing. How about your shoes? What clothing? And how about your pajamas? Do you have to have a separate malbush? Is that malbush or not? But that's not our sugi right now. Just ma'asayis derechechosh le'iluchach shoshavski iluchach shachol. The way you walk on Shabbos should not be the same way you walk in Chol. Now, that also needs to be defined, which that is our sugi over here. What does that mean? I mean, if I walk calmly and peacefully during the week, so I can't do that on Shabbos, what does it mean that my hiluch on Shabbos should be different than my hiluch in the Chol? Mam tzechef tzechot to teach us that you shouldn't discuss business, the business issues. But all these halachas that we're going to learn and that we're mentioning are what's called Divrei Kabbalah. They're learned from Navi, it says Divrei Kabbalah. And we don't find it anywhere in the Torah, but in the Navi and we're Machadashit. As Rashi and Masechta Bava Kama Beza and Beza explains, Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is those dinim that the... Rashi says here, Divrei Kabbalah... he says, Nevi'im v'ksuvim, that's Divrei Kabbalah. Now, why they refer to it as Divrei Kabbalah? So the Shittim Kubetz over there says that, Sha'nevi'im koivlim v'tzo'akim atzoris ha'niris lem b'chazayin. The Nevi'im would complain and scream and about the tzoris that they saw in the Nevuah. So that's why they were called Kabbalah, koivlim, from the Lashon of woeing and moaning over the tzaris that are happening to Klai Yisrael. Then it says V'yesh Mefarish, some explain Kabbalah, Shekulam Kiblu Nevuasa Mimash Rabbeinu, Alav Hashem. A nevua that they received from Moshe Rabbeinu. Take a look at Rashi and Chulin Kuflam Zayin, Tainus Tezvav. But that's the idea. It's called Divrei Kabbalah. Now, what does it make difference to us if it's Divrei Kabbalah? So, besides the Gemara, but the Kabbalah that talks about if you can't learn, use and the made them in Divrei Kabbalah to din to Divrei Torah, except the Gilin Milsa, but that's the sugi over here. But what's the gate to us is as follows, that we find in halacha, and that's it's important, that Divrei Kabbalah is more chomer than other Yisur Drabans. You have Yisur Drabana Shavus, the Rabban said, don't do this because we want you to rest, to have more of a rest on Shabbos. That's the Yisur Drabana. But then there's a Divrei Kabbalah, something that's mentioned in the Navi, is more chomer. Why? Well, in what way? So the Prima Godim in his Psicha Kalalas, Chedek Alpha Yisiches, he clears about this. He says, like Kovet Shabbos, Einik Shabbos, and other things on Navi, he says, Gam Yeshlem Divrei Kabbalah, Yeshlem Din Taira, or Machmir Misfekoi. That Divrei Kabbalah, something that's mentioned before in the Navi, has a din like din Torah, and therefore when you have a suffix, you're going to have to be machmir. The difference between Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah is that there's no malchus. That for Divrei Kabbalah, you're not going to be malchus, you might get malchus mardus, which is the Rabban and Dikka malchus, but a suffix will be also. And there's a tshuva from the Night of Yud and Tinyana Yerdei Kuf Mem Vav, where he says, no, you do go to Kula, he's mashma, but he has a tzar over there also that we might be more machmir. Agaparin, there's different raid about this. We find that when the Chazal had to give chizik ledivreihem, but for a divrei kabbalah, they didn't have to give chizik because people were treated it much more chomedic by itself than a divrei than stamadin drabanan. Agaparin, so we have this mostly. We have a din Torah, we have a drabanan, and we have divrei kabbalah. Okay, and that's what we're dealing with here in the beginning of our simin. These surim that are learned out from the Navi itself. Now, this din of Hilucha Shalayeh, Hilucha Shoshatsky, Hilucha Shachal. So Ramban, it's interesting, Ramban al Torah and Vayikra, actually in this week's Pasha, Parachav Gimel Pasachav Dalin, on the Pasach of Tishbai. So over there he says, it seems to him that we have a Tzivui min haTorah, that we should rest on Yontif, even from things that are not a malacha. Umimene, and one of the examples is that which the Navi said, these dinim, which is mevur from the Ramban, that these dinim are shaykh to the din tishbois of the Torah. And the Mincha Shabbos, it was a pirush written on the Kitzer, and Simitzad Yisalf, he brings down over there, brings down a shla, and then he says, according to the shla, there's no more chairs outside. Says originally Tyre was learned standing up, right? But Chulsha came to the world, so now you have to sit. But maybe some people are still on that daga. What? Leaning doesn't have a din of sitting. Just doesn't have a din of standing. You shine him in shvus. Just so you don't have a din of standing, but you're not considered sitting. Okay. So the Mincha Shabbos says a very interesting idea, which is kedai to take in. What that means is not just the way you walk, but your whole talich, your whole attitude, the whole anhaga of Shabbos should be the way you knowing in the weekday. That on Shabbos is just like your whole your activities, the way you speak, the way you act, should be a whole different lifestyle on Shabbos than during the weekday. Rav Chaim Voloshin was makbid to speak only Loshin HaKodesh on Shabbos. That's the limit from these halachas. That's the shkaf of the halachas that we're about to learn. Okay, now if we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch over here, in Sif Aleph, so the Mechaber tells us that ein loritz b'Shabbos, one should not run on Shabbos, elam kein hu l'dva mitzvah. Kigoyin l'beis hakenes is like kei yoytzeba. Hagah, v'asa l'fsoya, yoysa me'ama b'psiachas, shouldn't take big steps, more than ama at one time, im'ef shalai b'pachas. Now, there's different things happening here. There's ritza, there's running, which the makar to the issa ritza is the Gemara Brachas, which we'll mention. Then there's psiagasa, taking big steps. This dialogue we'll see. Dialogue is skipping, jump. We're jumping actually, where both feet are in the air. That's dialogue. And kfitza already is a question. What kfitza means? It could be 1 foot in the air, 1 foot on the ground, or they're just not next to each other. There's different explanation of what kfitza is, but there's different terms over here of what's going on now. So the Mechab is telling us that you're not allowed to run unless it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. And the same thing is brought down in Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah says, Mitzvah larot kesh'ayelech l'beis hakneses. There's a mitzvah to run when you go into the beis hakneses, v'chein l'chol Dvar Mitzvah. For any mitzvah, afilu b'Shabbos, sh'as l'v'soy p'siyigasa, it's mutter. Av kesh'yoytze beis hakneses asa larot. Now the question is, you have to learn a Pilchus Tefillah. Where is this mitzvah of Ritza? Right? If we're saying that it's mutter to run, and it's only mutter to run for Dva Mitzvah, and in Pilchus Tefillah it says mitzvah lorot, Kishar Lecha Basic Neses, where's this Ritza? What? I live 4 blocks away, so I'm supposed to run from my house until the shul? Where's the Din Ritza? So you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillah. I'm saying this is the Nafkamina. During the weekday, okay, so you run a little extra. But on Shabbos, you have to know where was the gather to it. So the Mishnah Berurah over there, in Sifkat and Mem, he says in the middle, he says, V'ayim b'prisha, the cost of the Iker HaRitza Yiyah, the Iker of the Ritza should be, Kishabas Samach Lebeis HaKnesses. The Shah Minka Hushois L'Shem Mitzvah's Beis HaKnesses. The Iker Ritza should be when you're getting close to the Beis HaKnesses, so that it's minka, it's recognizable that the reason why you're running is for the mitzvah Beis HaKnesses. So meaning my running has to, the mitzvah of running has to be mugdar by that it's recognizable that you're doing it for the mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, the Prima Gadim says, in the morning when you're going to shul with your talis and tefillin in your hand, tamin minkahu, it's always minka. So if you see someone running from the house with a talis and tefillin in the hand, you know they're running to shul. But if he doesn't have his talis and tefillin in his hand, so then you don't know where he's running. Maybe he's running to the store to pick up breakfast. But when he's getting close to the shul, you know he's running to the shul. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there. Now the makar to this is Batim and Gemara and Brachas. The Brachas, the Gemara and Brachas that Vavam Beis says that when someone leaves the shul, he shouldn't take a psiagasa. So Gemara's medayik dafka when you leave, but when you go into shul, it's a mitzvah to run and brings a passing near the falid ladasis Hashem. The Gemara says, in the beginning I thought, Reb Zeir said, in the beginning I thought that when I saw the Rabbanan running to shul on Shabbos, I thought that would be Mechal Shabbos. But once I heard this memra of that Lo'olam Yaretz Adam L'Dvar Halacha, even on Shabbos, so then I realized that there would not be Mechal Shabbos. And that, so the Rabbeinu Yoin over there explains what's the Indian of running. Rabbeinu Yoin says, Kloima, when we run niskeli idea shekolat van shrichem agdama is varedifa bekani agdama, he says all things need an introduction to it. You need to bring yourself, prepare yourself for it. So when I run to something, that's my way of preparing myself for it. How, he says, very interesting. It's good to know why you're running. says because it's a hakdama shemitoich cheshkoi v'tavosoi who holich b'mruta. Why does someone go quickly to something? Because you have a chesh, you have a desire, and you want to be there, so you go quickly to it. So when I run to the shul, what I'm doing is I'm bringing to my idea, I'm making it known to myself. You know something? I want to be there. I want to go there. I want to be there. So that's why he says, "Va'afil b'shavas u'mitzvah." Oh, so now you have to be mischaven. When you're running to shul, has to be with this kavana. I'm running to shul because I want to get there, to be there quicker, to have more time in shul, to be in shul. I want to already be in shul. And if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Simchat Tzadi Yoyz Tezayin, he seems to bring this down very much, very clearly. So I'll go upon him. The pashtus of the Gemara and the Rambam's mashman that the mitzvah maybe to run the whole way to shul, but like we said over here, it's mashma, and in other paiskim, it's mashma that maybe it's only when you're close to shul, when you're close to shul. There's a whole, and it's not for our sugya now, but stamp the idea that there's a long discussion in different shuvas about, let's say I drive to shul and my scharp sea of going to shul and all that, but you speed. But Agabanim, there's different. So the question here is now, if we're saying that running is running for a mitzvah is what should we call it? How about so there's different questions that come up. Different questions that come up here. The let's say the Michal Shabbos has a suffix over there, Reis Dalid. If let's say someone's running to the mikvah Shabbos morning, right? Is it a mitzvah or it's just in yonim? Is that also included, right? Does it have to be mamash mitzvah or even out in yonim? Does it have to be that I'm getting do I have to get an oinik from the running itself? Right, meaning that running to shul makes me feel more of a cheshik for shul. So I run to the mikvah. What I have to also have that feeling of that I want to be there earlier. I want to get to the mikvah quicker. Is that? Well, how about this? Let's say I'm making a kiddush. Right? I'm making a kiddush. I had a daughter. I'm making a kiddush. So I want to get there before everyone else gets there, so it'll be set up. I'm going to leave it right after davening and go quickly to get home before everyone gets there to make sure it's set up. So I want to run home. Is that called a ritzel d'var mitzvah? Is that a ritzel d'var mitzvah? Is it? What is this mitzvah d'var mitzvah? What? Let's back up a step. Bechlal, let's try to understand. The Gemara makes a limud. The Gemara brings a pasi. I didn't quote it before. The Gemara brings a pasi that running l'dvar mitzvah on Shabbos is mutter. What's the inyan of bechlal running to a dvar mitzvah? It's the inyan of zriza magdima l'mitzvah, or the running itself is a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. What is this running? Right? Maybe it's the inyan of just zriza magdima l'mitzvah. Get there earlier to do the mitzvah, or maybe it's Indian by itself. Shows a chavivis for the mitzvah. Shows how much I want to do the mitzvah, even though there's no difference if I get there earlier or later. Just shows a chavivis for a covet for the mitzvahs, right? Let's say I have to stop off on my way to shul. I have to stop at my friend's house for some reason to pick something up or say. So if I run to his house, I'll be able to get to shul quicker. Or how about this? That that let's say I'm davening is 8 o'clock. Doesn't make a difference that I get there earlier. Doesn't make a difference if I get there earlier. So the lashon and the levush and nochas tefillah is mashma that the inyan is at a kavod. It shows a kavod and a chavivus to the mitzvah. And the emes is that that's pshan the mishnah brura that's calling the rabbeinu yoina samach lebeisik neses that you're running close to the basic neses davka samach because that shows a certain kavod and a chavivus for the mitzvah. If I'm running to visit my friend who's a chayla, to do big a chayla, over there it doesn't show any chavivas in the mitzvah by me running. It's not nikkah to anyone, right? It's not nikkah to anyone. So maybe over there, one would have to be makbid. Maybe there's a zriza makdimin over there. There's no chavivas, doesn't show, there's no covet to the mitzvah in my running to it. It's not minka like the Lashon Mishbru over there. So minka, it's not recognizable that he's doing it for the mitzvah, like samach the basic neses. However, others, the Kaf Chaim brings rise from others that it is in of zriza makdivin the mitzvahs. So I don't have a clear hachra on this, but the ritza for the bar mitzvah, the chay would have to do with both. Let me ask you another example. Someone's eating out in Har Nof Friday night, and they want to get back earlier, so that they'll be able to get to sleep earlier, so that they'll be able to wake up on time for Shacharis, or so they won't have to sleep in the afternoon, and they'll be able to learn in the afternoon. So is that a ritzel dva mitzvah? Right, I'm running back now so that I'll be able to get to sleep earlier, so that I'll be able to. How about to run home to eat the suda? Or to run to my friends making a kiddush, to run there. Right? What do you say? To run to my friends making a kiddush, right? Or I want to run home to eat at home. Yeah, but that's where the oinig is in the ritza itself. There's no oinig in the ritza. What?
Even just to see something that you enjoy.
So let's take a look at the Sharatzino's test. Sharatzino's test. He says, El Yeraba. Right, what's he going on? He's going on over here. It says, V'yesh machmir mafil b'tiyolim kavanas l'z amal r'fu. Okay. So he says, El Yeraba shem sa'ad ka'al l'fush. After rayosim and teisefta in b'chrachas l'mayit, omnom. V'rambam per chaval v'milch shabbos mashma k'tas k'vasei. Vimrotz v'chavanasi k'dei shiyeh tov lechol. Let's say he's running and skavan is in order, he should have a desire to eat. Mimogon of Rome, Mashma Katas Tashari. Achein, betazi is a bad elixir. But after Tamim Shum, the Ritza Gufa like Hashiva Adain Tanug, even though the reason of the Taz is because the running itself is not considered a Tainig. Vimke and the Fima, the Savior Mahaba Achrain and Bezet, the Leika Taz. So this is in the middle here with the Taz that says that it has to be that the Ritza itself has to be tiny, now that's bringing to Tainug is debatable. And then it's not clear in the Paiskim, and therefore at the end he says it's not clear to be matter based on that bring it to Eter. It's not someone who goes jogging without dealing with Shin Chav Chesser, and Shin Chav Chesser says that if you can sweat from it, it's Aser. Well, let's say you can jog in a way that you're not sweating from it. So, what's the tainig of jogging? then you feel healthy afterwards. So there's no tining in the Ritz itself. When you're going to see something over there, there's a tining in the Ritz itself. You're excited to go see it, so the Ritz itself has a tining. Over here, you're doing it just to bring on appetite. You don't have a tining in the Ritz. You're doing it just to jog, because you jog every day for an hour to be healthy. There's no tining in the Ritz itself. So do I need a tining in the Ritz itself? It's not so clear. It's not so clear.
Over here.
No. But in the middle, he throws in the Taz with the Chokhmah of the Taz. Therefore, he says it's not Mavur because it's done for a fool, which is not, there's no tining in the Ritz itself. But you see that any of these kids where there's no tining in the Ritz itself, it may not. So again, what we did over here was we made a big bilbo. One heter we have is for Dvar Mitzvah. That's even if I don't have a tightening in the Ritz itself, but if the Ritz is a Mitzvah, so then it's Mutter. What's the getter to that? We don't have so clear. Is it that the any Ritz I do to get to a Mitzvah is a Mitzvah? So then my running home from Har Nof to get to sleep to do a Mitzvah earlier? Or is it Dafka, like the Mishmaruah says by basic Knesset, that when it's nicker that you're doing it for the mitzvahs, it's like a coven and a chavivas for the mitzvah, like the Levush said. Mishmaruah is mashma like that. That's what it is. And then it's only if I'm running to be Mvaka Chayla, there's no nicker in my running that it's for a mitzvah, so then I will not be able to do it. Going home from Har Nof is not nicker that I'm doing it for a mitzvah, so then I can't do it. Right? There's a tainog. There's no tining in the running itself. There's no tining in the running itself. The tining is what's coming out of it. So then also it's not clear if that's called a Rita that's mutter. So it's not okay, but let's see the Mishmaruah here. Sifkat and Alf. The Mishmaruah says, Ein Lars Bishab Shnema, Vichibadetem Asais Drachecha. Vidarshu, Shaloyehi Luch Bishavski Luch Bachal. Shader, now listen what he says. Gemara Dash and the Luch Bishavshami Luch Bachal. Shaderecha Adam Lemar Velorat Acha Iskai. Oh, it's giving us a gather. I asked before, so I'm not allowed to walk on Shabbos. If I always walk normally, so I'm not allowed to walk on Shabbos? No, that's not the Kavan of Chazal. Chazal meant a hiluch of chol. A chol dik a hiluch that you shouldn't do on Shabbos. What's a weekday hiluch? A running, because when do you run? You run to business, right? So he says, v'af v'chol ein l'chsoibsi, and that's another thing, that even chol shouldn't take big steps. But the getter to it is a weekday they can walk, right? The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, Misha Oilech Baderech, who Poga B'mok and Tid V'refes, got the point where there's mud. V'yesh Lech Tzassar, Lava, L'Seichel, and Tanif Raglai. He's not a tzar if he has to walk through it and get dirty. Muta L'Fsoya Al-Gabam B'Psiya Gasa, K'desh Lech Tzarech L'Tanif Raglai. K'desh Lech Tzarech L'Harba is B'Hiloch. That's another Chiddush. I have a choice. Either to take a big step over it or to walk around it. You hear that? Or to walk around it. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, step over it. Why? Because if you can walk around it, you're taking extra steps. Shaloi yarbe b'iluch. You have to think before you walk outside. He says mefiu haterim over here. He's saying, it's saying it's not mistaber that you're mechuyif to walk in the mud, right? It's not mistaber. It's also a tsar to the person to walk in the mud. So I have an oinig by not walking in the mud. I have an oinig, and even though it says that you shouldn't jump over it because you might get wet and it will come to schida, but that is not so worried about. But then he says this part that. The Micha Shabbos talks about case where this v'mokim she glid v'kerach, there's ice, So yesh had the gamkin the poisei b'psiy gasa to take a big step over dilog or to jump. Dilog is the jump. Mutter la hakif aderech. Avshit starch la harpes bilog b'shav zedize. Or to jump, or it's even mutter to go around it, even though you're going to have to take extra steps. He has to answer that up. He says hu adin kishalich b'ruchov yesham klovim. There's dogs barking, noivchim barking, and he's afraid that maybe they'll bite him. The mutl of Saipsi is God says Valorats in order to get away from there that they shouldn't see him or take the longer road to the chain. This also could come up. If let's say I'm walking home from the Suda and it's raining, or it's windy, the wind's blowing, it's cold outside, and Vein Yachalizbal. So he says, "Efshed the mutter gamkin of soipsi gases v'loritz in order to get to the house quicker." It's not any worse than that case of the refes v'tit that was mentioned earlier, right? The Rama says, "Im efshelay b'pachis." It's not efshelay b'pachis over here. So kapanim, the yisod that we get from these halachas so far is that. Before we walk extra, or we jump, or we take big steps, we have to make a cheshbon. Can I do a rat? But the hashkafa to it is that Shabbos is not this is different than the weekday. Okay, we'll discuss a little more about Sevbeis and Bachurim Zangin. But I want to get to the rest of the Simon. That's really what I want to shtel on. And hopefully be able to even get to Shin Beis. Now, in Siv Zion is where the Suya starts about going out with clothing. The Bir Halacha de Remasel Kol HaYotze is a very important bir halacha. You may not, it gives you all the klolei dini hotza. You may not understand everything he's saying over here because it's going to be explained throughout the simin. But it's definitely kedai to go through this bir halacha. And then as you go through the simin, you'll be coming back to it, applying the rules that he puts down over here in the bir halacha. That's the Gibra Siv Zayin, which means Shem will start. Fine. You have a wonderful day in Shabbos.
Why is it not? See it in one direction.
What?
Why? We don't see it in one direction.